Okay, it looks like it's 6 o'clock. Let's see if we can get this kicked off and started up here. Welcome to the July 13th, 2021 hearing of the Town of Lyman Zoning Board of Appeals. My name's Tom Larnett, Chair. Members of the board, from my left are Ruth Fearon, Mark Dumas, myself, and Ross Humphries. Yes.
Taking a minute to boot up for live. Could you hold on a second? Sorry. Sometimes it just, the internet goes slower.
All right. Let me know when we're up and running.
It actually shut off. We must have lost internet before I got in here because everything went down.
At least we're not Zooming.
No, we're not Zooming, but you're on YouTube. So we just have to give it a minute to catch up to us. Oh, because when I came in, everything was down. I had to just reboot everything, so it might have lost connection.
Lights flickered a little bit.
It did they? Yeah, that's all it takes sometimes. Might have to start over again. Hold on, sorry.
You want me to start all over again, Laura?
If you would, like, I'm sorry, because I'm gonna get it right back up again.
Yep.
But I have to start from the scratch.
Okay.
It must have been the lights flickering, like you said.
We need some more chairs back there. We've got some over here. We can pull off the stand, and I've got a couple other floating chairs up here too. We can pull one around the back here. We can see Chen style back there. While we're waiting, anyway.
Thank you.
What the heck?
Well, I can't give you my chair.
Great. Thank you.
There you go. Chairs, guys. Standers only. Standing room only.
Not working. I wonder if something blew
up. Anyone got any good jokes?
Can't get the picture. I hope that it didn't blow up the camera. Unless you're okay without it being streamed.
We should open some windows while we're at it.
You can open the windows.
Is that what?
Tape recorder. Donna has
that's
that.
Running.
It could go without it streaming. It just won't be on TV. The only thing I can do is try it on Edge. Something I'm not on internet. It's not letting me get on.
How about we just, can we just do that with the old tape recorder?
Yeah, so you just make it stream.
Can you do that up here so you can hear everything better, or? We'll please set it right here on the appellant's table right here. It might be the best place, and then we might have a chance of getting, so Donna can hear it for transcription purposes later.
No knocking on the desk now.
Won't happen.
All right, let's try this again. Welcome to July 13th, 2021, hearing of the Town of Lyman Zoning Board of Appeals. My name's Tom Arnett, the chair. Members of the board from the left, Bruce Fearon, Art Dumas, myself, Russ Outhues. We have our clerk this evening. It's going to be Donna Richard, and Lori's boss, Lori, is helping her out. And planning board,
we've got Roger Tito, and this is Donna Herning, and we've got some other members here behind us.
You want to have that another chair for them? We've got another chair here. We can sit them right next to you guys.
We're good.
Good?
They're good.
Steve. Okay. That's fine. All right. And our appellant, Jeff?
Yep. My name is Jeff Demers.
Jeff Demers is here. And are you representing yourself tonight?
Or? I'm representing myself and some individuals of Wadley Pond.
Okay. And code enforcement officer?
I also have... I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I also have Greg Chetkin sitting beside me. He's a licensed state of Maine engineer.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And our code enforcement officer, Richard Lambert, is here with us tonight, too. Unfortunately, it's his last night as code enforcement officer, but he's going out with a big bang, I guess. This hearing will now come to order. It's a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that's being said and to look at all the exhibits that are offered. Please notify the chairman if you're unable to hear or see. At this time, please silence all cell phones or any other noise-making devices. The board works from a prepared agenda and will be considering the administrative appeal of Jeff Demers to overturn a planning board decision to approve a medical marijuana growing facility on Revere Way, Reagan Lynn Road, proposed by David Alves. The burden of proof is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance, or in this case, non-compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of the application, it will prepare a written opinion. Appeals from adverse decisions must be filed to Superior Court within 45 days of the board's decision. Also, to be certain that you preserve your individual right to file any such appeal, you must be certain that this board's record evidences your appearance this evening and the basis for your support or opposition. Please record your attendance on the sign-in sheet by printing and signing your name. Again, remember, this is a public proceeding, and you have the right to hear and see what is happening. All persons speaking will be asked to first state their name and address, name and address, or affiliation. Quorum of the ZBA shall consist of 3 members. As only 4 members are present for this meeting, I must advise you that you may request the meeting be postponed to a later date in the hope of a full board. Would you like to do that?
No, I'm going to move forward.
Okay. Timeliness of appeal. The planning board decision was May 19th, 2021. Appeal was filed June 17th, 2021, less than 30 days from the decision. Quick summary of this appeal. Wadley Pond Road will not support the increased traffic. Erosion control and stormwater runoff issues are not certified by a professional engineer, and the water supply for fire protection is not addressed. Section 8.3.9 of the Zoning Ordinance states, the Zoning Board of Appeals shall be on an appellate basis and shall be limited to review of the records developed before the Planning Board. Any appeal from a decision of the Zoning Board of Appeals under this section shall be made to Superior Court within 45 days after that date of that decision. Do any of the board members have a direct or indirect pecuniary interest in the subject matters of the application? You're saying, that's, I don't think we got to be able to record this on a tape recorder. Bruce?
I'm not involved.
Okay, Art?
No.
No, and Russ, and I do not either. As an abutter and with financial responsibility for road maintenance, the applicant has standing to appeal. After the preliminary business meets the satisfaction of the board, it can proceed with its substantive review, presentation by the applicant and his or her attorney and witnesses without interruption. Then we'll go to the planning board after that. So, you're up, Jeff.
I do have one question for you, Tom, on the question, if I want to continue forward tonight.
Yes.
A tie vote, loss?
Well, we can't end in a tie, so we just keep deliberating until we finally convince, if we can come up with an initial tie, and to go, okay, well, now what, let's talk about this more and keep deliberating until it either gets way too late and we postpone the meeting until next time, or, so, yeah, we will not end in a tie.
I appreciate that, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I have a point of order. I've got a memo I'd like to submit to the Zoning Board of Appeals. One of the, actually there's two memos in there. The first memo questions the standing of the appellant and also the standing of the planning board, so it's relevant. It should be considered, it sounds like you've already agreed he has standing. I don't think that that's proper. I disagree with that.
Okay. Since we are talking about standing, and I guess we can go ahead and hear that now, yes.
Let me.
Standing of the appellant.
Can I give you my written material?
Sure.
Do I have to give a copy to the Mr. Alves and Mr. Demers?
Definitely.
I'll give one to the code enforcement officer. This is this memo number one here. Give some reference material and then some background as to how we got to where we are. And it also then provide some just some comments that indicate that I have no financial interest in either. There's anybody in the planning board that I'm aware of. And I also reference on, so that's really sort of, I'm not saying it's boilerplate, I'm just saying that it's background material. The meat of this is on the page 2 for this first memo. And I'm just mentioning that in the notice of decision on this second application, this was a new application submitted by Mr. Alves, not a revised application that was appealed and overturned. That means that the planning board considered data submitted by the applicant, Mr. Alves, and comments made by the public at the public planning board public hearing on May 18th, 2021, and the project application submitted at the planning board meeting on May 19th, 2021. Paragraph 5 gets to the meat of it. This is references the MMA Planning Board Manual, Chapter 4, page 67, which says, actual participation in proceedings required. And I'm quoting out of that, and the dots there that I show on the thing is indicates words between there that aren't relevant to what I'm trying to put forward there. And it says, anyone wishing to appeal from a planning board decision to the Board of Appeals must be able to show actual participation for the record in the applicable local hearing process. Participation must be at the official hearing in person or through someone there acting as the person's official agent or by submitting written comments for the official hearing record under 30 MRSA 4353 state law. The municipal officer and the planning board are automatically made parties to the appeals board proceedings. So, my next point, paragraph 6 says, notice of decision states that the appellant, Mr. Demers, was briefly present at the planning, the public hearing on this project as follows, and I quote, Jeffrey Demers entered the room, took a picture, and left the room, and did not sign in. In my opinion, Mr. Jeffrey Demers did not participate in the local hearing process, and therefore does not have standing to appeal the findings of this of the planning board in this project. And paragraph 7 requests that the Zoning Board of Appeals clarify the standing of both the planning board members and also Mr. Jeffrey Demers regarding this project. So that is the first part. I don't want to read the second part right now, but the second memo basically comments on the appeal submitted by Mr. Demers dated 6-17-21. And I go through several items which probably are not applicable at this time.
Okay.
But I'd like you to vote or determine the standing of the planning board for the record. And the reason I'm asking this is because the last time we had a hearing, as I mentioned to you earlier, I think just outside here, that I thought the planning board was treated just like members of the public. We don't have a lawyer here with us. I thought the town lawyer was going to be here to represent the Zoning Board of Appeals, but I don't see him. But in any case, I think that the planning board does have standing And the second point is, based on the MMA manual and the fact that there was no active participation in either the public, and certainly in the hearing or the application process on the second application, I do not see how Mr. Demers has any standing in this and shouldn't even be submitting this, this appeal. So that's my comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, something to consider. That's the MMA memorandum.
Mm-hmm. Chair?
I'm looking at what our book here says for basis for standing. And it's written right in here, so I'm going to read that real quick. Anybody, you guys don't have your book with you. If you can figure out where that is, what it says in our zoning guidance.
I think it's section 9.
Is that where it is? Yeah.
I'll find it.
I'm looking in section 9 right now.
It starts on page 41. It's Article 9, Zoning Board of Appeals. If you need a copy, I can provide it.
You got it working.
Yeah.
Good job, Larry.
Okay. Thanks.
See where it says standing in that. These pages are. Well, they have made this change here. Do you want to tell me how it is? Ah! Well, I think we need to go. I know it's in our zoning guidance. We should go with what we have written before us. I mean, MMA certainly got their things that. The guidance for all towns.
Well, might I point out that if this appeal is permitted to go forward, this would effectively state that basically any individual after the planning board has approved the project can come in and appeal it, I guess within that time limit, the 30 days, whether that person is, I don't know if that person has to be a resident or whatever. So in other words, there's a process for obtaining public input that's called a public hearing.
Right.
And that's what we follow. We follow that process. The appellant, Mr. Demers, did not choose to participate
right.
in that. So now we have an application on, I mean, an appeal. What happens if we approve something else? What's going to stop somebody else from coming in who didn't participate and come in and
but
appeal?
If you guys approve a project in my backyard and I just didn't happen to attend the hearing as an abutter, seems to me that I still have standing to be able to, you know, kind of challenge that project.
I don't think Mr. Demers, correct me if I'm wrong, please, but I don't think he is personally an abutter to this project directly. I'm not sure how far his lot is. I know he may have some other family members that are abutters, but
okay.
He is the one who's appealing. I don't think he is an abutter.
Are you a direct abutter to this project?
I'm a direct abutter, not of this project, but of the property owner. Of the 240, 50, 60 acres, I am an abutter. I have a plot of land that abuts this property that's a buildable lot. It's not built on yet.
Not where you're living.
It abuts my, so I have 5.62 acres, 5.17 acres abuts the 240, 56.
But there's a buck the piece that this is on.
I answer that question. No, it does not abut this piece of property.
There you go. That's the answer.
If I may just go to Mr. Hernan's comment, it's yes. pretty hard to attend a meeting when you get a registered letter that says, notice of a scheduled public hearing by the board on Tuesday, May 4th, when it was Wednesday, May 5th. I had prior commitments on the 5th. I got a phone call. I came in, took the picture. I had to get to my commitments. If I get a registered letter with a date and I show up and, hey, if they can't follow policy, that's not my problem. That's number one. So I do have the document here, the wrong date, the wrong time. And also, I'd like to state, on May 18, a public hearing was held. No agenda, nothing. No agenda. They go 14.11 minutes into the meeting not using the tape recorder. I got the tape. It's online in Happenings. And then they start the tape recorder after 14:11. How am I supposed to know if there's no agenda out there? I'm not a mind reader. I'm a citizen that paid my taxes for 32 years living in Lyman, Maine on Wadley Pond.
Got it.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. I know that somewhere in here it says that all abutters have standing at a hearing, at least for a ZBA hearing anyway. I don't know about planning board and stuff, but I do know, and I know what MMA said for appealing a planning board decision, but it seems to me that if you're, and we had the previous case, which we, of course, we went through, it seems to me like we owe it, even if technically, I think technically speaking, he has standing.
I would request that you make a vote on that, make a determination.
But that's my contention right now. Can anybody else? Russ probably can't make any comments, but Art, you got any thoughts on this? That legal mind of yours?
I'm not sure it matters. I'm not sure what the definition of neighboring property owners means.
Yeah.
Anyway, now if I could ask the appellant a question. Will you clarify for me where the property is that you own in relationship to the lot that's being...
Can you point it out on here for us, Mr. Gomez?
I can.
On this map.
It's about 1,800 feet away.
Let's tell you what, let's do it on the big map up here so everybody can see this. Since it's a question here. There we go.
So right here, right here you see Fry's Bridge Road. Right here is my property. Right here is where the developed marijuana, largest one proposed for Southern Maine. Coming right here. Wadley Pond Road, private road. Did that answer your question, Tom?
You say you do own parcels of property that do abut.
I do. So right here is a family lot. This was my mom's lot. My mom has now passed away. We own water frontage right here. This is my brother's lot, this is my lot, this is my son's lot, and this is my back lot. So this is our parcel, and my mom is buried right here.
Right.
So to say that I don't own property abutting this project, I'm sorry, I cannot agree with that, and I'll stop there. Say again, I'm sorry?
Which chunk of property? Is this the project?
I would ask Mr. Ells if he could answer that, please.
Yeah. You can point it out up there.
First of all, I'd like to see it over here.
Okay.
Where would you like to see it?
Yeah. Well, you can go there and then maybe you can go up there for everybody else to see, too.
This here, let's see what we've got. Jeff has land. He abuts these two lots that were parceled out and one of my lots. The lot in question is actually up here, the which stops right there. So he did not put that as well.
So Reagan Lynn Road is here, right?
This is Reagan Lynn. This is Revere.
Revere, right. Reagan Lynn to Revere right here. And the project is going to be up to this 50.84 acre chunk up there. Can you point that out up there, sort of?
It's not.
For everybody else's.
It's off.
So everybody else gets the benefit of this too, roughly?
It's off the map. It's actually up here.
Okay.
Where you think your property is.
I can actually show you right where it is.
Your property is really developed. How far it does go. Your lot. This here is the sun, and Jeff has a lot in this area here.
Correct.
This is not owned by me. It's actually up here. So technically, he does not buy the land.
Not directly. Close, but not directly. Kat, any other questions up here? Kat, thank you. So, I know you're in our, I could find it here eventually. It's in here somewhere. It says, and a butter, or someone other, you know, personally affected by this project, you know. As somebody that's on Wadley Pond Road and responsible for maintaining Wadley Pond Road, chipping in and helping maintain it, this is going to affect them because of the increased traffic on the road and maintenance required, etc. Even if you're not a direct abutter, you're definitely affected by the project for the road. Essentially, and certainly. But the question is, do you have standing to appeal this planning board decision when, technically speaking, you didn't attend, but for some very good reasons, apparently. Any thoughts there, Bruce?
Well, I can see it both ways. I mean, he was here the first time.
Yeah.
And from the audio that I heard online of the town meeting, it's essentially the same project except for a change in the buildings. But I also understand this. I mean, we were looking at the ordinance last time. Particular about certain ones that we voted on. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to follow the ordinance, obviously.
Well, so do we.
We want to follow the ordinance. The question is, does he have standing to appeal or not? That's more of a legal question. Mr. Lawyer, come on. Give me a legal answer.
I mean, he's admitted he's not an abutter.
Right.
But this, you know, talks about appeals. And
right.
The powers to be heard. It says the entire, any interested party.
Well, it doesn't say any interested party. It just says anybody that's affected by the project, you know, as far as, you know, people that are having to maintain the roads and things like that, that's going to be in there, and abutters. And it's almost going to butter, but not quite. Okay?
So I get a question.
Yes.
If we had read that or heard that the first time, would we have gone through the first one?
Well, yes, because we discussed it the first, well, I brought it up the first time, saying that as an abutter and, it's really the same reasoning, and monetarily affected by maintenance of the roads that are being used for this project,
right,
it affects him. So that granted standing. We're going to have to hold off on questions for a while, but unless you can find what page it is in here that says that in there. I'd like to be able to read that. What's that?
You need a lawyer to tell you what you're actually...
I got my lawyer right here. Yeah, anyway. So... I think that, in all fairness, we continue with the hearing, in spite of the MMA's guidance saying you must participate in the public hearing, which would make sense. But obviously, there were some technical reasons, perhaps, why it didn't, wasn't there, or whatever.
I have no knowledge of this reason.
Yes.
In all fairness, should you go through your book and find what it says?
No, we can keep looking here.
Yes, but you're making up your own rules.
That's what you're doing.
Well, I said I don't want to make up my own rules, but let's see here. Let's see if we can find that, guys. It's in here. I know it's in here somewhere. Standing. We'll find standing. That's all that stuff we just heard.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
One relevant point that someone just mentioned was I don't believe Mr. Demers was an abutter, so I don't think he had to be notified of the hearing and the application. So, I mean, if he's not an abutter, I believe the rules require abutters to be notified. So,
okay.
That may not be a correct argument on this part. Maybe it is. Thank you.
Somebody must have thought he was an abutter. He got a registered letter.
Chapter 4 of the Manual for Local Land Use Appeals Boards, A Legal Perspective, October 1999, Revised Edition. It's on page 41, Chapter 4, Standing. When a citizen can demonstrate that he or she has suffered or will suffer a direct and personal injury as a result of a decision by the planning board or CEO, that citizen has standing to file an appeal with the Board of Appeals if the board has jurisdiction. To meet the direct and personal injury test, the person must show how his or her actual use or enjoyment of property will be adversely affected by the proposed project, or must be able to show some other personal interest which will be directly affected, which is different from that suffered by the general public. Okay? So, is Mr. Demers going to suffer different than the general public as a result of this project? He's on the road committee, the road association that pays for the maintenance of Wadley Road. He's going to be affected if indeed those big trucks roll through there and bust another culvert.
Excuse me, but there is no road association up there. They made that perfectly clear several times.
So there's no road associations, but okay. So is he going to be personally affected?
Well, isn't this appeal listing three ways that he feels he's personally affected? Isn't that what the appeal is all about? Five.
Like?
I
Now, the Wadley Pond Road, obviously, is an issue. Increased traffic. Erosion control stormwater might end up affecting, I suppose, someday, you know, it'll run out that direction. And water supply for fire protection could be an issue. More so than the general public. Any thoughts on that, Russ?
I don't see where he is more affected than anybody else in that road.
Okay.
I guess he considered everybody else in that road general public.
Do you concur with that? You're almost on that road.
Always. Yeah, I see what he's saying.
Yeah.
But that's the entrance to the facility for people by here.
You got to use that road to get into it. Yep. All right, shall we take a vote? We ready to vote? Are we still muddling?
I guess I'd like to get some clarification on your five. Where are the 5 points on appeal?
5 points on appeal.
In other words, the basis for him having standing.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Yep. So the first one would be the difference of the two letters. Actually, there's 4 letters out there, but there's 2 letters that were dated.
Okay, we're talking about standing now. Just on your reason that you stand out from everybody else in this room, why you're going to be more affected by this project than the general public. Why do you have standing to be able to challenge their decision? That's the question.
Why do I have stand-ins to challenge their decision?
Right. You're not a direct abutter. Why are you more, what was their terminology they used here? That you've suffered or will suffer a direct and personal injury? Direct and personal injury, more so than anybody else in this room. We're general public.
I walked the Wadley Pond Road. I walked my grandkids on the Wadley Pond Road. Excessive traffic. I got to stop there because I guess his question is he doesn't want to know the reasons why I feel that way, which are in the appeal, so I'll stop there. I believe the odor is going to be an issue for us and my family. We have a beautiful backyard that we relax in every other weekend when we don't go to our camp.
Again, that's not standing. We're still talking. Why are you going to be more affected than your next door neighbor or even me, here living in Lyman?
Okay, I just...
The odor control was addressed the last time and stuff, but I'm thinking why.
So the elevation of my property and that property and the drainage and everything we're talking about in the next portion of this on that map, there's a lot of engineering issues there.
Yeah.
And it's called blue baby syndrome with nitrates, and I brought that up 3 times, but nobody wants to listen. In my field of work, I've been 33 years in wastewater. I've been a superintendent for the city of Biddeford for 13 of them. I am now a public works director for the city. I understand what nitrates are and what they do to the water supply. That is going to impact me. If that drainage and that engineered plan isn't done correctly, I think we need to go through it, and that can be explained. I'm not an engineer, and I don't want to be one, but that can affect me. My water supply, I have an artesian well. For the well driller to say there's no issues with water supply, that's not true. We've had 3 of them gone dry, and that individual drilled 3 of them. So for him, did anybody do a drawdown test? So I'm impacted with my water supply. I am very nervous what's going to happen in the water supply on that watershed. So that impacts me. So me being able to walk with my family on the road and my water supply, them are 2 impacts that I can come right off the top of my head.
This property is immediately downstream, so any runoff from this project is going to go through its property. That's pretty standard. engineering standpoint.
Ready to vote?
Mr. Chairman?
Ruth?
Me. My name is Edward Titcomb. I'm an attorney. I live in Springvale. I have a practice in Sanford, and I'm here with Mr. Alves. In terms of this standing issue, I think it's important for the board not to lose sight of the fact that the whole purpose of having the public hearing, which was scheduled and held on the 18th of May prior to the site plan review meeting and vote by the planning board on the 19th. I'm mindful that the appellant has indicated that he received correspondence with an incorrect date, but he did show up, as is referenced clearly in the record in the notes. Mm-hmm. Took a picture, and if there was an objection to be made at that point about getting correspondence that didn't allow him to plan ahead and caused a conflict with prior commitments, could have made an objection at that point. So him not being at that public hearing creates a situation now with exhibits, information, someone else who's here with the appellant who is, purports to be and represents to be an engineer. Those are the kinds of things, that's the kind of evidence, submissions, discussion, arguments, deliberations that are the purview of the planning board after a public hearing. Yeah. To not follow that essentially legislates away, in my view, improperly, the whole reason and the whole basis and the whole jurisdiction that the planning board has. So don't lose sight of that. Otherwise, this the appellant, in my view, is setting this up to be a public hearing about all of the things that the planning board should be considering. And that's not what tonight's about. You cited that at the outset.
Right.
This is a review process. It's an appellate process. The ordinance itself limits the jurisdiction of this board as an appellate body to that.
Very good. Good point. All right. So, we're back to standing again. Do we have standing to continue here with this here? I said a lot of this stuff that's coming up here was not available to the planning board anyway. And we can't look at any of that as it is anyway if the planning board didn't have access to it. So anything that we have that they didn't have doesn't really matter. All we're doing is reviewing what the planning board did. If he doesn't have budding property, and if he can't really demonstrate a greater grievance, a greater hardship than any other general member of the public, then doesn't really have standing to appeal the planning board decision in the first place, since he was not here as part of that process and raising these objections at that time. Ready to vote?
Ago.
Still ready.
Still ready.
Bruce, are you ready to vote?
Yeah.
Russ, you make a decision? No?
No.
Do you need some more information? Do you want to abstain?
Well, the planning board did not have this information.
Correct. Well, some of it.
And we can't use any information that the planning board did not have.
Correct. Motion to vote on this issue of standing.
I'll second.
Second? Okay. All those in favor of continuing this hearing, with proper standing by the appellant, say aye. All those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
You're abstaining. You can't vote.
I'm abstaining.
All right. I think there's some good points. Yes, you
can. Can I just add one more, Tom?
You may certainly make another comment.
So the planning board should not have voted on the affirmative on 5521 on this new application before having any discussion or vote on any significant change. Between application number one and the appeal and the new application number two, Shinada had been given a permit with condition on application number two, page 46 MMA Planning Board Rules, Celespie Vest Allen Blueberry Freezer Incorporated 501 AD 1295 Maine 1989. Town of Lyman video shows applicant saying footage as older application, no significant change. Applicant's civil rights to move forward to Superior Court were delayed, if not taken away, due to the continuing lack of understanding of rules and laws of the Town of Lyman's Planning Board Assembly. So that has to seriously be looked at before we make a consideration here.
Well, the consideration is, you appealed the planning board decision. If you do not have standing to appeal, then we don't have a public hearing tonight.
I understand that, but the planning board should have never saw the second application without any vote of significant change. You cannot bring a second application when we're in the appeal period without showing significant change.
The planning board made a decision. We're here to check and see whether the planning board followed procedure.
And you're telling
me if somebody had standing and were appealing and had done through the whole appeal process, we would be hearing it right now and we'd be asking those questions. But if you don't have proper standing to even challenge what they said and what they did, then we don't have a public hearing tonight. We don't have there is no case.
In other words, you did not object at the hearing.
How can I when I don't get notification and there's no agenda posted? How can I? There was no agenda posted. How can I get my stuff ready if I'm not even warned? You know how much time this takes? I'm sorry. I'm fine
understand.
With your decision. I'm fine
planning
with your decision.
Board must notify all abutters, correct?
Notify all abutters.
Right.
Why did I get notified last time, obviously? Why did I get notified this time with the wrong date? I'm just asking the question. I'm not being rude in any way.
No, I understand.
Why wasn't it on the agenda? Why did it come up later in the meeting? How are people supposed to know that this is going on to have good information to be able to make good facts? I think that's something that really has to be looked at.
I agree
as well. I mean, you've got a good argument.
It's a good argument.
I'm good. I'm ready to move on. I'm good. If that's your vote tonight, I'm fine with your vote tonight.
Well, yeah, I would say that with no standing, we're going to terminate the meeting at this point, and we will continue from there on. I have no other questions or comments. Pardon me, sir?
Planning board's decision, the final statement, any person aggrieved by the decision can appeal to the Zoning Board of Appeals within 30 days.
Correct.
An aggrieved person?
Well,
That's right out of the Planning Board decision.
But it's also, an aggrieved person is, as shown in the appeals process, is somebody that was given the terminology that I used there, where it's somebody aggrieved more than just that general public
person. Just any person.
Any.
Yes. If his grandkid gets hit by one of those trucks, I think that's aggrieved. My kid isn't going to be hit because I'm living somewhere else.
I understand.
Trucks are going by his house and he has to pay to get the road fixed, road association or not, that's the way it works for him. He's aggrieved because he's paying for the road.
And the downstream runoff, is that not?
again, the downstream runoff had been brought to the attention.
Was the first time.
This drawing
was the first time.
Yeah. This was and the erosion control plan on this project is not there. That's why it's going to be plenty of erosion. Mm-hmm.
This drawing isn't engineered. I'm saying this drawing that was submitted, that's supposedly getting approved, it's not designed by an engineer, and it's clear as day. This is a concept plan. This is not a construction drawing.
You got some dangerous situations going out there. You're gonna have ditches that are over 6 feet, 7 feet deep, that are only gonna be 5 feet wide. No fencing. Bane, I got all kinds of. I'm fine with your decision. I don't want to sit here and argue with you. You already voted. I'm fine with your decision, really. I got processes I can continue to do.
There's things on this drawing that are missing that are in your ordinance. And this is me from looking at it 2 days' time.
All right. So, obviously, I think even though we did not make a decision regarding all the merits of the things that you wanted to bring up, I think you can still bring this up to Superior Court.
Absolutely.
That's the next step for you, would be to appeal to the Superior Court and say, ZBA did not follow guidance and we want to pursue this matter.
I understand.
Yeah, if you want to.
So I'll get my 30 days and I'll get my 45 in your letter.
Correct. Okay.
Did you not follow guidance?
Say again?
Did you not follow guidance? You did.
We followed guidance.
Are you a taxpayer, Lyman?
Yes, I am.
Go home.
So, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting? Second. In favor of adjourning the meeting? Aye. No, nobody is opposed. Okay. Any notes you took in there that will put them into the file.
Okay.
If you need any notes.